Anything else you want to throw in there?
Magnesium. Collagen.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Austin is having some type of science experience going over here.
Sometimes you just throw everything in the new shaker. We just got these in yesterday, guys.
Hey, they're nice.
You guys asked for them. They're like drop tested, throw tested. I tested them every which way to make sure I couldn't break them. The lids are unbelievably strong.
And they don't hurt your thumb trying to close them.
I've been known to be hard on shakers, and I've broken a few of them in my day, and I wanted to make a batch that actually could not be broken unless you really, really, really are trying to break them, and you're going to have to really try to do that. So we got the lids on them. We got the grab handles on them. The bottoms are all nice and thick. And, yeah, go check them on the website. I've made a couple shakes with them so far. They mix up good. They come with a little ball in the middle, as everybody asked for. They're there.
Good morning, everybody.
Check them out. Good morning.
By the way, I learned a new word.
You learned a new word.
I did. I like learning words.
Now we're live.
I know. It's a good word.
Okay.
Critarchy.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was expecting.
Critarchy. Critarchy is taking over America.
No.
And what this is, it was the program that was implemented by basically Moses back in Exodus in the Old Testament, in which he basically broke everything down through scalar principles, right? You know, scalar, one takes care of ten.
Right.
And the judges were ruling Israel.
Okay.
Okay, and because Moses couldn't take it all on himself.
Right.
And so Paul Craig Roberts brought me up this new word this morning. He likes to do that.
He's got a good vocabulary.
I may have to actually learn this one and remember it, critarchy. Because I had to look it up. I said, what the heck does that even mean? And he says, the judges are taking over and ruling America now. Because remember a year ago, when the U.S. border was wide open and vast numbers of illegal hordes were being helped into our country by Democrats, no federal judge anywhere did anything about the total failure of the Democrats to defend the borders. Nothing.
Zero. It wasn't even addressed. They refused to look at it.
Now that the Trump administration is trying to send the millions of illegals back, there's no end of judges at work preventing the ejection of those who entered illegally.
It's a fact.
The executive branch had been rising in power since George Bush, but no more. This is a massive change from George W. Bush. It's the only president. It is only when a president exercises clear authority to deport illegal immigrants into the U.S. entrance of the U.S. that the judiciary opens a corrupt mouth. I have no idea why MAGA Americans and Trump administration put up with the utterly corrupt anti-American, anti-white collection of despicable robed tyrants that we call judges. Why are they deported? President Lincoln deported a U.S. representative who disagreed with Lincoln's invasion of the Confederacy. How about that? In the first months of Trump's administration, we've seen time and time again the judges assuming they are God. And people don't realize federal court judges could do that. If you're in a federal court case and you basically are standing there in front of a federal court judge, the only appeal you've got is to the Supreme Court. And if they don't take the case, that federal court judge, basically, when he drops that gavel, it's what he says.
Yeah.
It's like he's a little mini God, I guess you could say, you know, in the judicial system. I remember we had that happen years ago. We had a guy, his name was Strader, and he basically was accused of defrauding a bunch of people from the local church. And he was non-repentive. And he had actually hired F. Lee Bailey to represent him. And this was a long time ago. And the judge said to him, you look like you can't be repented. Boom. White-collar crime, 37 years.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. And he did the time. I think he's finally out now.
Golly.
But I mean, so when that federal court judge drops that gavel,
he's getting in a bad mood.
If you don't have an appeal, and the only time you're guaranteed an appeal is a death sentence, that's the only appeal guarantee you've got in the federal court. It's, you know, to a higher level. So, I mean, it's crazy to me how that can happen and what happens all the time. And he said, Paul Craig Roberts says, I conclude that no more than perhaps 1,000 or 2 of illegal entrants will ever be deported. Remember, we talked about this earlier.
Yep.
Okay. Which means that the American white European ethnicity is being watered down and America is being transformed into a multicultural Tower of Babel, devoid of common belief system and unity. Essentially, America is being erased. The MAGA revolution has been brought to heel like a dog on a leash by the judiciary, which is enforcing a Tower of Babel upon America. And it's funny, he said that, and he's right. He said, nobody tried to stop any of this while it was happening. And now they won't let him undo what happened illegally.
That's exactly what's happening.
And then you find out Soros-funded group. Remember, Soros is backed by Rothschild,
oh, yeah.
Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan Soros, basically blocking Trump from deporting violent illegal aliens to South Sudan. So again, Rothschild, George Soros, the international banking community is doing this. It's funny to me how we seem to have one war after another war after another war as we go to fight for the international banking community.
Seems to be how it is, isn't it?
It's exactly how it is.
And what's crazy about it, like you were just talking about how these judges turn a blind eye. They never even look at some of these cases.
No.
And then you have this report that came out now in the detail out of a Freedom of Information Act request that shows that during the Biden administration, while this was going on, right, we had millions of illegals crossing over the border. The Biden administration had the FBI designate any critics of the COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates as domestic violent extremists, according to documents declassified last week by Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence.
Unbelievable.
We were declassified as domestic violent extremists.
So that was me and you.
Makes a lot of sense now. A lot of stuff starts to kind of go together.
That's why Jeff Rentz told us, you go to D.C. for this January 6th thing, you ain't coming back.
Well, it also kind of brings up stuff, too. Some of the city and county commissioner meetings we're at, all of a sudden there's all this law enforcement presence that's always there for us every time we show up. Just kind of weird. You start tying this stuff together.
I quit going.
Yeah, I know you quit going.
I had enough of it.
What's crazy here is the documents included the report from the National Counterterrorism Center, the FBI, and Homeland Security, labeling views opposing any mandates and restrictions as prominent narratives that are connected to violent extremism, including views, and I quote, the belief that the COVID-19 vaccines are unsafe, especially for children, as part of a government or global conspiracy to deprive individuals of civil liberties and livelihoods, should be designated as domestic terrorists. So, wait a minute. We now have the COVID shot that just got pulled off the CDC shot schedule for children because it's not safe for children. But yet, if you said this, you believe this, you talked about this, you questioned this 3 years ago, you're a domestic violent extremist, according to the FBI.
You know, I remember back in the 80s.
Wild.
I was eviscerated. I was on WCIA radio. Okay, I was on there with a great guy by the name of Tom Trollson. And I said something that was basically, you know, you couldn't say it. It was so egregious that I was pulled off the radio. I said, diet directly affects your health.
Yeah, imagine that.
You think, well, okay. Yeah, but back then, you don't talk like that. And then we talked about colonics. We talked about cleaning the colon. And then we had a lady come on who got unbelievably mad because we talked about how bad pork was. And she was basically coming on after the show and having a little five-minute segment on recipes she'd give out that were all garbage and pork and everything else. And she ended up dying of cancer, surprise, surprise. And then she ended up running a Ponzi scheme and going to prison. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So, you know, Austin, after you get hassled enough,
yeah,
you just get tired of being hassled about stuff like this. It really is. By the way, Macron now is endorsing Freemasonry's anti-Christian ideology as a guide for French society. Surprise, surprise. Macron president calls Freemasonry his spiritual family and thanks it for helping shaping the policy embracing a worldview long condemned by the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church. Anybody who knows anything about Freemasonry. He has publicly embraced Freemasonry's worldwide view. Freemasons are taking up this fundamental debate regarding the end of life, Macron said during May 5th. He spoke at the Freemasonry Lodge. Macron praised the lodge's framing of the end of life issues, not as good on one side of evil on the other, but simply as a choice to be made in concrete situations. I mean, this Macron guy, of course, what do you think? A guy who's married to a dude.
Yeah.
And I really think his wife's a dude.
Listen to this paper right here. So this is a reference to basically domestic violent extremists, basically classifying us. It says immigration-related developments will spur domestic violent extremists to conduct plans or opportunistic violence. Immigration issues at the southwestern border prompted racially and ethically motivated violent extremists and discussed patrolling the border, which has resulted in criminal activity and probable anarchist violent extremism has responded to government action by vandalizing, setting fire to federal public buildings containing immigrant and customs enforcement agents.
What?
So they're literally gaslighting us in this paper and saying that we're the ones who are causing the violence and we're the ones who are starting all the violence and riots in Portland, Oregon, and other incidences like that. We're the ones who are causing it. While they had Antifa and BLM doing the exact same thing, and they said, well, it was mostly likely, you know, peaceful protest.
I'm going to read this again from Paul Craig Roberts.
This is crazy.
Listen to this. I conclude that no more than perhaps 1,000 or 2,000 of illegal entrants will ever be deported, which means that America's white European ethnicity is being watered down and America is being transformed into a multicultural Tower of Babel devoid of common beliefs and unity. Essentially, America is being erased. You know, this is gaslighting.
No, this is what it, they're blaming us for the violence that's occurring. So if you say illegal immigration is really not that healthy for the United States, it's overloading the welfare system. Well, dude, you're a domestic violence extremist.
Well, if you were anti-immigration, you were a neo-Nazi, skinhead, grandma-hating, grandma-killing extremist.
That's exactly what it implies.
Well, that's what they said.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so essentially, if you don't go along with the narrative that they're telling you is the new normal, you're an extremist.
Well, what they've done is they've basically erased the growth of our population by white people because of the drugs and the chemicals they put into the food supply. And this COVID shot, we talked about that in depth yesterday with the young children. And so they knew that they had to maintain the population of the United States because, you know, we're their giant sacrificial lamb. And so they brought all these people in from third countries now to basically give free stuff to continue with their clout and pivot. And again, I'm going to ask you guys this question. It's always mind-boggling to me. You know, you people that do this weird stuff like this, I know you probably don't listen to this show, but in case you want to put this out there for one of these weirdos who does this, you know, you not only are destroying the United States, but you live here too. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, this is not just, you know, our country. If you live here and you're an American citizen, this is your country.
They don't care. They don't want you to burn.
But, you know, this reminds me right back to Satan, doesn't it? He burned it all down.
Yep.
You know, and so the crazy part about it is the entire universe was in a doggone coup d'etat, and this war may have lasted millennia. We don't know. And finally, Satan, Lucifer, was defeated and imprisoned, probably here on this planet. We talk about this in Angel Wars. And the reality is they hate humans so much because we're created in God's image. They don't care what they do to you. They don't care how they destroy you because they're so jealous of you and they hate you so much because you're in the image of the Most High God who they loathe. That's where we are right now. So it's just a part of
COVID-19 mitigation measures, particularly mandates or endorsements of vaccines for school-aged children, will spur plotting against the government and healthcare workers. Anger at the mitigation efforts of businesses and federal, state, and law workers will motivate several domestic violent extremist attacks and plots.
No, this is false flags.
No, they're literally saying it here in 2021. They're saying in this paper that if you don't go along with the COVID vaccine for school-aged children, there's going to be violence from extremists and basically anything you do against this. At the same time, you've got CDC removes the COVID vaccine for kids off the CDC shot schedule because it's getting so much.
But remember, this is 4 years later. Right, this is 2021. I know.
Look, think about this in hindsight, though. You got to think about this for a second. What they did, what they're saying from a federal. I mean, this is Homeland Security. Dude.
Well, you remember this. You know, when you have the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan running the United States of America, which they are doing right now with Mossad and all the rest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're in a situation where you really don't know what to do because they're going to gaslight everybody all the time. Oh, by the way, one more comment about France. France is actually running out of money now. The auditors warn the state has lost control of the welfare spending. And the International Monetary Fund, which rules the world like an iron scepter, they have decided to tell France to cut back on the spending and don't do this anymore. No, this is ridiculous. Now, this is a really good article here from Helena's Hub Substack. And there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a couple of Christians that were actually killed outside of a synagogue in Chicago. And it's really spurred Trump now to push the narrative as far as the Iran war.
Okay.
And now listen to this. And this is a video released on Twitter. Georgie Schwartz stated emphatically he does not believe in God. And everything he does, whether initiating coups or wars, he does for money. Nothing less. In a video released on Twitter, Milowski stated that he owned stage and ran the plays that are America. And everything is a lie, which he finds quite humorous. In 50,000 Twitter reels, the assassination of two Christians working for the Israeli embassy in Chicago were deemed and termed a Mossad false flag to force Trump's hand to support bombing of Iran.
There you go.
Always behind the scenes, guys. Now, I'm not going into detail with this as far as this Israeli center that would happen, and my condolences to the family and all this stuff. But, you know, here it says the Mossad and CIA have been rogue since their very existence. They vet the hiring based on ideology manipulation. They have to take psychological testing to make sure they can fit into this group. Their purpose is to be the foot soldiers of the control tower, level D Soros. What is clear that Soros is not top tier. His job is to absorb top tier while sheltering the real top tier, the men who are really behind the curtain. His job was to take the hits that might otherwise find target. That's why they haven't let him die yet, if he even is alive.
Yeah.
Because he's too valuable to them, too. And he goes on. The obvious being Epstein, who was Mossad operative. Here we go. Now they're talking the truth here. Listen to me on this. The obvious being was Epstein. America, our Trump government, is hiding the Epstein hit. Why? Why protect the obvious pedophilia trafficking, child trafficking, organ trafficking, and drug trafficking, anti-God agents, unless it was simply too big to absorb?
There you go.
250,000 missing children in America alone since the Biden handler regime. I believe this is the core. What amount of depravity would be so heinous that Reps Dan Bongino and Kash Patel would lie to the public regarding Epstein and the judgment that the lie supersedes the truth as more important? When making the Epstein statement, they both had bug-eyed fear excluding from their cells, as Tucker Carlson has opined along with his own opinion that blackmail has to be caveman primal torture to exclude such primal fear, which was my first impression of Mike Johnson, primordial fear. This type of fear displayed by the Mossad over the Chicago couple gunned down, which was a promotional ad for all those within the circle. This is what can happen to you and your family at any moment we choose. When they slaughtered these two Christians, it's like the New York mafias that didn't die. They just regrouped and became the politicians, the attorney generals, and the mayors. And also, I will say, high-level Masonic Lodge people. Likely the only compromise is they can choose to commit suicide or be offed. Kate Spade sits in my craw. Her husband emerging from their building after she was found suicided, wearing a Bob Hart mouseketeer head. That's normal. Nothing to see here. Press silent. In other words, he's inviting the cartel to openly transact in Argentina without consequences. You can read through this stuff. She goes into details because the supposed massage stage play behind the Chicago assassinations is that they needed to create sympathy for a war on Iran, because clearly pro-Palestinians are a people that must be eradicated from Earth. You hear this, Austin?
Yep.
No matter what their nationality. Anyone who so identifies a terrorist by default, which would include a quite large contingent of MAGA and Christians who have grown beyond the old defunct libertarians trying to seek a mark on the board. So what she's saying here is that the same thing you saw, you pull up in this article. Okay, if you're anti-mask, if you're anti-COVID vaccine, you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, that's literally what it said in the paper.
Now, what she's saying here is that they're spinning the narrative now that if you're pro-Palestinian and free Gaza, now you're a domestic terrorist. And what they're also saying is they had a big group of people come in there to give free money and food to the people there in Gaza. This week on Monday, they had to stop it yesterday, because imagine this, the starving hordes of millions of people rushed to tables trying to get food so they could feed their children, and they opened fire on them with mercenaries protecting the group. And then Israeli Air Force flew over to let them know they're about to be strafed.
Jeez.
What the HE double six is going on in Gaza?
I remember a year and a half ago, we covered it in detail when they had the AI drone program that did the drone strikes on the food banks that were coming in on that whole convoy of cars.
Mm-hmm.
That whole operation was really strange.
And you covered it more than anybody else did.
Detail mm-hmm. about what they were doing with that entire AI program. And what's crazy about it is the more you start seeing how the CIA operates, everything is always by covert means. They always do everything behind the scenes, and mm-hmm. everything is twisted and manipulated to make you think a certain way, the way they want you to think. And I think that one, I brought it up before, and it's a pretty violent film, but it's probably one of the best films that's ever been made depicting on how corrupt and manipulative the CIA is and what they actually do behind the scenes. That's the first Sicario film. And again, it's an aggressive film. I don't recommend it for kids, but it really shows the underbelly of how the CIA operates and how they manipulate, they lie, they twist stuff, and they continually do things behind the scenes. So something to be aware of. Just interesting food for thought. Also, too, you guys voted and it won. Getting back to some of the health news here. Collagen.
I take it every day.
Surprise, surprise. Got another amazing testimony here. It says amazing collagen with amazing results. I started taking Health Masters Bovine Collagen a month ago. All I can say is, wow, my hair is healthier and stronger. My skin is glowing and my nails look great. This is a great customer here. I've looked them up too. They're legit. Mix one spoonful of glass of water each morning. No taste. Also no bitter aftertaste. Thrilled with the results. Another customer came in here and said the product mixes very well. The Ultimate Powder. Said it mixed well, the GH I cleanse as well. Notice my skin looks better from taking it. One of the biggest things I've noticed, and it's actually kind of an irritant to me, I guess a lot of people probably like it, my fingernails grow so doggone fast, I got to cut them every like 2 or 3 days.
Me too.
It's actually kind of annoying for a guy. And for girls.
My hair is growing so fast, it's ridiculous.
I haven't been to the barber in 2 weeks, so please, please don't send me another email about how my hair looks unkept. I appreciate you guys. I love y'all.
You get that email?
I haven't been to the barber in 2 weeks. We were in North Carolina, I've been running around.
You didn't look unkept. How short do you guys want it?
I got an email somewhere like, but you need to go get a haircut, Austin. I'm like, geez, dude. I'll get a skin fade this week. Leave me alone. I've been busy. It's Memorial Day. Took Hunter to the farm.
You know, it's so funny. It was so funny. I used to be on with Herman Bailey all the time on CTN. And I remember, I can't tell you how many times somebody would say, you wore that tie the last time you were on here. Okay, I like the tie. You need to put on a different tie. I don't like that tie. And no, we get all these letters.
I know. It's like, all right.
And my response is always this. Is there nothing else you have to do? I mean,
I'll get a haircut for you guys this week. I usually stay edged up all week. I just haven't been to the barber. Gosh, leave me alone. I'm taking too much collagen. This is also, too, an interesting news. Remember, we wondered how this was going to work with a lot of these suppliers and the stuff coming in from China. They said Walmart price hike exposed as staff leaks photos showing shocking increases. Walmart employees say prices are quietly surging on everyday essentials. Stir posts across Reddit. Self-identified staffers seen prices jump as much as 80% on some items. I was concerned about this because a lot of these contracts that Walmart had with items and products coming out of China were already paid for. They were already ordered. POs were already done. They were on ships. And when they got to the port, they got hit with that 125-150% tariff. They're saying one photo now shows my real baby doll, which is made in China, went from $34 to $49. And they said this is just the start of it with a lot of
items. And this is when Trump said that Walmart needs to eat the increases. They can't eat the increases.
They did. They did eat some. It's 150% tariff, and it went up 40%.
That means their margins are way down.
And this is something that I was nervous about with everything that was going on with these tariffs, because when you start adding tariffs that fast on products that have already been ordered, gosh, it caused just havoc as far as with inventory management, dude. And so I'm glad they paused this right now. The negotiating table's been set. This stuff needed to happen. The tariffs need to come down as far as between other countries. We need to have more fair trade. But, man, that gap now, those 2 months of POs from China.
Yeah, but the only thing, and I'm not endorsing this. I'm not unendorsing it. Here's what I'm saying. Nobody would negotiate.
No, they wouldn't. That was a fact.
Working with I have a friend of mine. He had a huge. He used to manufacture those DVD players that went into cars.
Back in the day, with
the headset that basically had TVs in all the cars.
Yep.
And he basically doesn't do that anymore because you know that whole technology is gone.
Go to the streams now. Yeah.
But he told me that you can't believe anything the Chinese say.
I've heard that from companies.
He says they will tell you everything you want to hear. They will lie to you continually.
Yep.
They'll tell you they're sending you the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
You should look at the contract. And it's completely different.
Yep.
And then they say, we'll fix it. And they don't fix it. And so you either have to sign the contract with all the lies in it, or you basically
don't get product.
You don't get product. And so this is the problem that we ran into with China. China did whatever China wanted to do because they were the manufacturing thing for the United States of America. For the world.
Yeah.
And now China's starting to realize, because a lot of their sales are way off too.
Oh, they're way off.
is that they made a mistake too, because they wouldn't. And what Trump was saying was this: we don't mind if you send us stuff, but we want to be reciprocal with you. In other words, let us send stuff back to you. You take a Mercedes G-Wagon, G-Class.
Yeah.
That was $100,000 new. You take it and send it to China, they would throw another $100,000 in tariffs on
them. Oh, yeah. There's 150-200% tariffs on them. Yeah.
And so you could actually take a car like that and you could actually export it to China and you could actually get all your money back out of it. And so it got so bad that Mercedes started limiting your ability to purchase a new Mercedes if you started exporting.
They did 6 month restrictions. The product couldn't. If they found out it was under your name and it left the country before 6 months, they'd blacklist you. They would never sell you a brand new vehicle again.
No, that's right.
Porsche and Mercedes started doing that because people were doing that. They were getting the vehicles, they're exporting, they were making 50, 60, 70 grand on one flip that fast because people were paying so much money for them over there. And so you're 100% right. I mean, it had to get negotiated, the whole entire fact. And same thing with Europe. You know, they send stuff over here. It's like free trade. There's like no tariffs. They send Porsche, Mercedes, everything. You try to export a Corvette over to Europe. Oh, dude. They absolutely hammer you.
Well, you know, the Porsche are like twice the price in China.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is about 75% of all Porsche are imported into China.
I know.
Are exported into China. Yep. Yeah. So it is. Oh, by the way, two sledgehammers hit Big Pharma with two devastating announcements because of Kennedy.
We love those.
Yeah. HHS Secretary Kennedy just sat down with a human biologist and biohacker, Gary Brecka, to outline his bold new plan to shift the medical system from one that serves Big Pharma to one that actually serves the people. Imagine this.
That'd be a concept. Jeez.
During the interview, Kennedy shared with what some might call a conspiracy theory, but it offers a compelling explanation for why TV news suddenly stopped criticizing the pharmaceutical industry.
Here we go.
20 years ago, it wasn't uncommon to see news segments questioning the effectiveness of vaccines, but then it all went quiet, according to Kennedy. That silence was brought with pharmaceutical ad dollars.
Yep.
Big Pharma doesn't just advertise on TV news, he said. They want to control the content.
Yep.
Kennedy revealed that Fox News founder Roger Ailes once told him 75% of his evening news ad revenue came from pharmaceutical corporations. So when you see Jake Trapper on CNN, his paycheck may say CNN, but the money comes from Pfizer and the other pharmaceutical giants flooding the airwaves with ads. And they know that, Kennedy said. They know that they've got to toe the line and they've got to frighten us about the infectious disease. They're not giving us the real news. They're not asking the questions they ought to be asking. There's no skepticism, he added. Nope. 20 years ago, they used to say, yeah, there's a problem with vaccines or other drugs. They'll never do that today. The other thing about pharmaceutical ads is a company gets a tax deduction on them. We're paying for the ads that we're paying for the product. What he means by that is that taxpayers are getting hit twice. First, we're footing the bill for the drugs, and then we're footing the bill for the advertisement. Then on top of that, the pharmaceutical companies write off their cost of their TV ads as business expense, yep, reducing their tax bill. He's sitting there. So not only are taxpayers footing the bill for products, they're also subsidizing the ad campaigns that have hijacked the news industry. We've talked about this for years. You know, it's so funny. I'm glad he's actually talking about this, because in Europe, you cannot put pharmaceutical ads on TV because it brainwashes the American population. We've talked about this. You get a drug that supposedly makes you stop smoking or basically has something for arthritis. And so they tell you, basically, they show you running through the field chasing butterflies.
Yeah.
They actually did this. And then all of a sudden it says, oh, by the way, some of the side effects include cardiac arrest. Sudden death. And you're like, what the heck? I'd rather be sitting here trying something else. But this is what they've done, Austin. And the reason, remember this, the pharmaceutical companies are owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. The TV broadcast systems are owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And so what happens is they all own each other through circular ownership, and they all promote their own narratives because they want to have the ability to push their own product as an infomercial on their own TV shows. Yep. That's what they do.
It's crazy. The cross-section, Mark, is illegal in every other country except for New Zealand.
We sit here and we talk to you about Purple Sticks. Okay, and how you can basically substitute that for caffeine or for coffee.
Yeah.
And so we talk about the health aspects of Purple Sticks or GHI cleanse or collagen.
Or my new shakers.
Yeah. Okay. But we're upfront about it.
I use them all day.
It supports the show. If you guys can't support the show, we can't do the show. So when you buy supplements or toothpaste or anything from us that gives us the ability to do the show with you every day, we can do it. But the problem is Big Pharma now has so controlled TV for so long, they realize if they start talking about the TV ads, they're going to basically stop advertising with them and these companies are going to collapse.
Well, you don't get unbiased news anymore.
No, it was so funny. Years ago, I was on a talk show out in Phoenix. And I was on, I'm not going to give you the guy's name. He's a friend or was a friend. I haven't talked to him in years. And I had followed this guy from Cincinnati down to Houston to Tucson to Phoenix. I'd known him for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And suddenly they put me on one morning in Phoenix. Yep. And we're on for like 3 hours. They had me on for the whole morning broadcast. And we had great sales with our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, which is a home study course. And all of a sudden, that was it. Done. Flashed. I was done. Never was on with him again.
I remember
20 years ago now. And I don't even know what happened to him now. And the sad part about it was I didn't do anything wrong, but I talked about alternatives to pharmaceutical products on that show all morning. And then I find out later that the pharmaceutical companies were the ones who were buying the advertising.
Yep.
Then I find out from another show that I had done with him, he had this guy in there that was doing this weight loss program. And I'm not going to mention the name of anything. And they told that I was not allowed to come on while they were doing the advertisement for that product.
There you go.
So, I mean, I was personally singled out. And I remember I was doing a show in Tampa, and I remember I was told, I came back on again, and they told me, well, you cannot talk about aspartame again.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that.
It was the Kathy Fountain show, and they said, we have been told by our manufacturer, our advertisers, you can't talk about diet soda again. And I'm like, but I'm telling you the truth about aspartame. You can't mention it. Yep. We want you back on again, but you can't make aspartame part of the top 10 foods never to eat.
Yep.
This happened to me. This isn't some kind of theory that I read about. So I saw it and saw it and saw it and saw it in my own life. And the sad part about it is Kennedy's 100% right. These guys, because they control the dollars, they control the ability to pay the salaries of these guys for millions of dollars a year. They tell them what they can and can't talk about, period.
It's censorship of the truth based on revenue. I mean, look at this. This is graph right here. 1996, ad spending on prescription drugs was $550 million. $550 million, that's still a chunk of money. This is in 1996. By 2020, it ballooned to $6.5 billion in ad spending on prescription drugs. Invariably, look at the amount of money spent on prescription drugs in the U.S. $121 billion in 1996, quadrupled to $406 billion, almost half a trillion dollars by 2020 in pharmaceutical sales in the U.S. So, obviously, their marketing worked. Their marketing scheme worked very well.
Well, now
you have an enormous amount of people on pharmaceutical drugs with all these health problems, and everybody wonders why.
This is basically the circular ownership.
Yes.
This is basically when they buy each other's companies back and forth, and they're basically controlled through the ancient primordial serpent, Lucifer. That's what this is.
Yep.
And, you know, and so we have this group of people now. They don't care about humans at all. They think we're all a bunch of, you know, cattle, and they just soon enslave us all and basically, you know, keep us all dumbed down and stupid just as long as we can run the machines, like George Carlin said. They only want you to have enough knowledge to run the machines and sit down and shut up and not getting involved, because they own all the media. They own all the TV stations. They own all the major corporations. You're supposed to sit down, shut up, and do what they tell you to do, because you're the one that consumes their products to make them the money so they can maintain their lifestyle. The problem is they don't need your money for their lifestyle. These guys are trillionaires. They can do anything they want to do. They basically have bought the entire planet, Austin.
Yeah.
And there's a big club, and we ain't in it.
And what's crazy is, you know, that not one time with all of these ads did they ever come out. And like you said, was there any oppositional ads coming out discussing what about the side effects? The CDC just came out now, essentially and basically warned people with post-vaccination myocarditis not to play sports anymore.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Oh, so by the way, we mandated that you get this shot. We mandated that you had to have it in order to function in aspects of your life and business. Oh, and you got myocarditis after you got the shot? Sorry, sucks for you. We recommend you don't play sports anymore and change your entire lifestyle around. This is crazy. They said the CDC planned to recommend that people who suffer from heart inflammation following COVID-19 vaccination not engage in vigorous activity for months, according to the new disclosed documentation. Patients can typically return to normal activity after initial improvement, though restrictions from rigorous activity like competitive sports is typically recommended for at least 3 months due to concerns for sudden cardiac events with heart recoveries. They knew the shot was causing myocarditis in the clinical trials. They had it listed as a primary side effect on the slide of basically side effects to look for on the shot with the Pfizer documentation they released. They said myocarditis and pericarditis is a probable side effect from the shot. Look out for it after you give everybody this injection.
They don't care. All the athletes dropping. Here's a quote from Carl. I'm going to have to kind of paraphrase a little bit because it's got some language in it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club, by the way. It's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long beating you over the head with their media telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar. It doesn't matter what color the shirt you have on. Wow.
True story.
You know, they're going to get it from you, get all of it from you sooner or later. This is the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, the lackeys that serve Lucifer.
Well, this is why you make a concerted effort to not play the game anymore. You don't buy the high fructose corn syrup. You don't take the vaccination. You don't play the game. You opt out. You take your marbles and go home. This is one of the reasons why it's been so important to push to get a lot of these compounds out of the food industry, to keep kids off of them, to keep kids away from these stinking pediatricians that get gigantic bonuses.
From Blue Cross Blue Shield.
The more shots they give the kids, the sicker the kids get. Isn't it ironic that anybody can put these 1+1=2, that a vast majority of these kids that get these shots in huge chunks, Then they start getting ear infections. They start having all these swollen adenoids and tonsils. Then suddenly they have to go and have their adenoids and tonsils removed. Then they have to have tubes put in their ears. Then they're on antibiotics. And it's this vicious cycle. And I've watched it happen to probably 2 or 3 dozen kids, people that I know personally. Super healthy, got the shots, got sick, more health problems, adenoids, tonsils, tubes, boom, done, done,
but
done.
But you put these children into the medical industrial complex as infants.
Right.
And they're stuck in the rest of their lives.
They're stuck the rest of their life. And then all of a sudden they start having more health problems. Oh, we got to put them on more antibiotics. Oh, they're not focusing very well. Let's put them on Adderall. Oh, they're having more issues with this. Let's switch it up and give them Ritalin. And it happens year after year after year. And to the point where these kids, they turn to teenagers, they're so sick and they have so many mental issues. And then we go, oh, by the way, yeah, you need to function positively in society. Oh, and you're using too much social media and you need to function. You know, and it's really mind-boggling to me that nobody wants to address this, that nobody actually wants to sit down and look at the reasons why these are happening. We just go, well, it's not my fault. Nothing I can do about it. You know what? We need to support the countries over in the Middle East because, you know, they're our biggest ally. We're not worried about our kids here. We need to go focus on them. You know, it's crazy to me, man. The stuff that I've heard down the last couple of years, it doesn't change. And so, again, this is one of the reasons why, like I just said a second ago, make sure you are opting out. You want to get a medical exemption? Get one. You want to continue to keep your body healthy? Go exercise. Keep the junk food out of the house. Focus on the things that matter and do your best to stay away from a lot of these clowns. And the medical industrial complex, man, unless you absolutely need it for like a broken bone or something like that.
Stay away from it. Stay away from it. Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, if you don't understand what's going on, just look at alt media now.
Yeah.
It's compromised.
A lot of it is.
95% of the people won't tell you the truth. When do they ever talk to you about the Third Temple? I'm just asking you. When do they ever talk to you about Israel? When do they ever come in support of Gaza? When do they do that? When do these groups of people... See, remember, the CIA controls the algorithms, which controls the revenue for these different alt-media people. We see it on our own broadcast. You know, we can have... They can bring us way, way down. That's why we've gone on so many different platforms now, so they have a harder time doing it for us. Because they funnel you down instead of getting 200,000 listeners a day. You know, they may funnel us down to 6,000 listeners a day. Can't find us. Won't pull up. Won't play. That's what they do. Now I'm going to read you this. This is very good again. I'm going to read this again. This is Zelenko. This is I'm going to paraphrase this quote. I am a conspiracy realist. Vanguard and BlackRock are stakeholders in all industry, media, academia, and politics. Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street invest in each other through something called circular ownership. We just talked about that with the media and with the pharmaceutical companies. Thus consider Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street as a monopoly that owns everything.
Yep.
With due diligence, you'll discover that the major stockholders and big stakeholders of this monopoly are the Rothschild family, DuPont family, Rockefeller family, Carnegie family, Orsini family, American Bush family, the British Royal family. They use the following foundations to ferment chaos around the world. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, George Soros Open Society Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. These foundations are instrumental for geopolitical destabilization. Chaos is good for business and power acquisition because it keeps everybody unstable. I'm adding that. Only a divinely inspired force could overcome this to life. That would be Jesus, period. He says, we need collective divine consciousness. We need Jesus. I'm correcting that again. The owners of Vanguard, BlackRock, Monopoly are a manifestation of the primordial serpent. Period. Now that's what he said. Then he died very quickly after that. The problem with all of this stuff is that when you stop and you look at it, you realize this is very real. This is the same group of people through the ancient Canaanite religions. I played this show for you last week. They have controlled this planet for thousands and thousands of years since after the flood of Noah. They use human beings for sacrifice. We talked about it earlier on the show. 250,000 children gone, Austin. 250,000 children. And that's just the ones they can name. There's probably a whole lot more that they don't even know about. Usually it's about 1% that gets reported. That makes it tens of millions of children that have been lost. All of this stuff is because they're feeding their sacrificial network. Why won't they release the information on Epstein, Austin? Why won't they tell us who these people are? Why won't they tell us the judges that are involved in this? Why don't they tell us about the corruption? Remember that Supreme Court? Remember when Scalia died?
That was odd.
Remember? He's at that ranch out in the middle of New Mexico that supposedly...
The maid finds him in there. He's got a pillow over his face.
Yeah, that was hot, that whole thing. And then all of a sudden you find out that ranch supposedly was doing all kinds of weird things with kids. This is some sick stuff that we have to realize that we've got to talk about. The problem is the vast majority of the population has a very short memory. They don't even remember the fact that they had to wear masks. They don't remember the fact that they were shot up with a doggone vaccine that is destroying their brain function. That's probably why they don't remember it, honestly, because they're basically losing their mental acuity. And it's sad when I watch all this. Now they tell us they knew in advance myocarditis, pericarditis, and people were going to die from this shot. But we're going to give it to you anyhow. It's safe and effective.
But take it a step further. They knew it was going to happen. They knew that shot was causing the side effects. Okay, we've established that. That's not conspiracy. They have it documented. They knew that was a side effect. But if you question that at the current time, DHS classified you as domestic extremist. You're a terrorist.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, and now you were talking about Musk earlier. This is interesting. Musk is extremely disappointed by the big, beautiful bill that went through that got our suppressors off the tax stamp register, which we'll see if the Senate passes that, by the way. See if they don't try to pull that out. He said his Doge exposes more fraud, waste, and abuse. Said Elon Musk had ambitious plans when he took the helm with Doge. Fast forward to Tuesday, Musk appeared in a CBS interview where he voices disappointment, citing frustration that despite Doge's effort to root out waste and fraud across federal agencies, the big, beautiful bill comes with an alarming high price tag. He says, I was disappointed to see the massive spending bill. Frankly, it increased the budget deficit. Not just decreases it, but undermines the work that Doge and the team did. He said, I think a bill can be big or can be beautiful, but I don't think it can be both, my personal opinion. He went on to say here that essentially the massive increase deficit by $3.8 trillion over 10 years now will be increased, part because of new borrowing and front-loading and offsets are backloaded. The bill add massively to near-term deficits.
There you
he
go.
Said, we shaved off $175 billion in federal waste and fraud reduction, and it all went back into the bill.
All of it.
Plus.
We talked about this yesterday.
So he's pretty irritated right
now. In fact, he hears some more stuff from him. He says, the Elon Musk bromance with President Donald Trump has taken a hit after the tech billionaire blasted the White House for undermining him and treating Doge like whipping boys. Wow. I was disappointed to see this massive bill with these massive deficits. He goes, for the first several months of Trump's second term, Musk was everywhere, briefing Trump personally, gutting federal departments, and even bringing his son X along to crucial meetings in the Oval Office. But no more. But his arrival ruffled feathers, both with the political establishment and among governmental employees, particularly when he was about mercilessly slashing jobs. And I mean, he cut out hundreds of thousands of jobs. And so it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but you remember when he did that pulse test? And he sent that email out to like almost federal workers. He goes, just list five things you guys worked on this week. Nothing classified, nothing confidential. It can be, I cleaned my desk. Anything. Don't care. Just send me five things.
I went to the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom five times yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Congratulations. Nothing. They said, oh, you can't do that. You can't check to see if everybody's working. He goes, we got people that are still using the COVID excuse not to come into work and work remotely that aren't even doing anything that are on payroll. He goes, we got federal workers that are getting paychecks that don't exist with a job. What are we doing?
The bill is to add another $3.8 trillion to the national debt, which currently stands at a monstrous $36 trillion. It ain't slowing down.
Nope.
It's not getting any better. It's just getting worse. Why? Because, number one, you can't balance the budget with fiat currency because once you start balancing the budget and paying off the deficits, you decrease the M1 money supply. So you have to continually expand the debt until the country is bankrupt, until that currency completely becomes worthless.
Well, the thing that I brought up, and one of my guys that's really big in the markets, he brought this up to me because he was wondering how they were going to pull this off with Doge because Doge, we're going to cut $1 trillion out this year.
No,
and he goes, here's the problem with that theory, Austin. He goes, when you have this much cash flow supporting everything and trickling it down now, because of all this fiat currency, because the debt load's getting so high. If you contract all that cash out in 1 year and you cut all these jobs, you're going to have a massive contraction of the economy. So all that money goes down, trickles down, trickles down, trickles down. He said, on top of that, you've got so many people with their hand in the pie now. And all of a sudden, you start slapping everybody's hand, you're getting some blowback. And apparently, Musk got some blowback.
Well, a lot of these guys want another 800-foot yacht.
Yeah.
Think about how big that is, 600, 700, 800 feet.
Well, it's crazy about that.
They're a personal yacht.
Those personal yachts, on a real number scale, when they're like $600, $700, $800 million, $1 billion for a yacht, that's an insane amount of money. When you look at these spending bills, it's pennies.
Yeah.
It's pennies. The amount, I mean, USAID was getting, what, $50 billion a year? To just spread out across different countries to fund all their propaganda and CIA ops?
The other day, I had a friend of mine come up from Miami.
Yeah.
On the Brightline, which has been now, how many people has it killed?
Oh, gosh, we're going to go with the bright lights.
Oh,
train.
Yeah. Like 67 dead?
Is it 67? Yeah, it's the death train. If you guys, not that the passengers are dying.
No.
Passengers are perfectly safe on Brightline.
It likes to go through towns to 80 miles an hour.
But it's been known to hit some homeless people, a lot of them.
Like once a week.
At least.
Sometimes twice
and
a day.
I'm not making, I'm sorry if anybody's had
it. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's been over the news. Nobody talks about it in Florida because they're like, well, between the Gators and the meth heads and the water boxes, now we have the death train.
And this is not forget the anacondas and the pythons.
It's the train from Miami to Orlando that kills.
It's a great, it's
it
a great
kills
train.
On average about one person a week. That's the most average. It's about one person.
But my friend came up, and I went to the complex where at the Orlando International Airport, and it must have been hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was one of the fanciest things I've ever seen.
But you understand.
For a train.
You understand the entire concept, the complex of what they built that off of, the bat ideology of it is based on the same concept with Hunger Games. They don't want people to have to drive anywhere. They want everything to be trained because on a train, you can control specifically where people get on, where people get off.
And they still run you through metal detectors.
They still run you through metal detectors. And it doesn't matter if you concealed carry permit or not, you cannot carry a firearm on that train. Just thought I'd let you guys know that. So don't tell everybody, oh, I can go carry on trains. Austin said so. You can't. Don't try to do
you
it.
You will be arrested.
Unless you're basically a federal agent or law enforcement, then you can.
Or U.S. Marshal.
U.S. Marshal.
But the point was, they said the train was great. It was quiet.
That was super nice. Yeah. They got first class if you want it. It's not even that expensive. It's like $100-something to go back from Miami to Orlando.
It costs that much in fuel to
Yeah, not to mention I'm sitting in traffic for 5 hours on 95.
My friend told me that the guy was one of the conductors, but they're screaming at a homeless person walking by the tracks. Get away from the train!
Well, and that's what happens. Because it goes through some of these rural areas, and some of these guys have put like little rural encampments up, homeless encampments. Well, they get all doped up, and they start wandering around the tracks. Well, when a train comes by at 80 miles an hour, it's a pretty fast train.
Well, and plus, if you're sitting there, well, I'm going to cross the tracks now. I'm pushing my shopping cart.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you look and there's no train, and suddenly you're...
You look and there's a train, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's a train getting close. Oh, wow, the train just hit me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you think that.
I don't think you think much of anything.
You're in heaven, and now you're not stoned anymore. Hopefully, you're saved. It's just, I mean, the whole thing about it is it's just... It's a real mess, and but you can read it. Brightline death train. Just Google it.
But again, though, it's going back to that concept because the easiest way they had it in the Hunger Games. They had the 13 districts. Everybody had to travel via train. Remember, nobody had vehicles.
Remember, AOC said no plane for you. Can't fly.
Yep. Only law enforcement had the MRAPs in the planes. Peasants had to go on the trains.
Yeah, and the trains were nice though.
They were very nice.
But very few people were even allowed on the train.
Right, and it was costing an enormous amount of money to go to the Capitol on the train. So that concept, that 15-minute city concept, they're trying to fast-track it, and that's one of the reasons why these major cities are all getting loaded with 5G and now the 6G platform as well, so they can monitor everything. And that's why I tell you guys with these slave tracker phones, man, keep your permissions turned off all the time unless you need it for an app.
And don't let them track you on the phone as far as having
your location.
Location. Don't do
no.
that.
No. If you need it for a specific reason, do it for that and then turn it off, but don't leave them on. I saw somebody the other day, they were getting all these ads on their phone, crazy ads. A lot of them were accurate. And I said, let me see your phone real quick. And I went through the permissions on him. Oh, my gosh. All these apps had the location, had the microphone, had the camera. I mean, like 15 different apps. I said, you do understand all these apps are recording all of your data. They're selling all your data.
Pupil dilation.
All of it. From your facial expression to your location to where you drive to what you say to your friend. Everything is getting recorded. Not just Homeland Security getting it. Every third-party retailer and marketing agency is getting a hold of it. So be cautious of that.
Oh, by the way, Trump fired 100 National Security Council members last week after Susan Rice, with her big mouth, exposed the deep state rats.
There you go.
I like that. President Donald Trump sent shockwaves through Washington last Friday, firing 100 NSC members in a bold move that underscores his relenting battle against the so-called deep state. The purge came after former Obama-era National Security Advisor Susan Rice appeared on MSNBC, spilling details of Trump's classified briefings. Details she shouldn't have had access to, given her revoked security clearance and departure from government months ago. For Trump and his loyalists, this was the final straw, exposing a nest of disloyal bureaucrats within the NSC who were feeding sensitive information to the wrong hands. The Drummond Folwin Rice, longtime Trump critic, casually revealed on air that she now receives weekly updates on NSC activities, so she's not supposed to get any of them any longer.
There you go.
So Trump had enough of it, took 100 of them, just put them on, gave him the axe, said, get out, you're done, you're fired. And I guess that's why we have him doing what he did with that movie, that TV show, The Apprentice, You're fired.
Fired.
And now remember something now. What he did back then with that apprentice for 15 season Austins programmed the American population to believe that he's that guy.
He was that guy on the show.
Yeah, but that was he's an actor.
Psychological okay? control.
And so suddenly now it's like, you're fired, 100 of you. Get out.
Yeah.
You know, so remember, all of this stuff has been programmed into our brains, believing that Donald Trump is the good guy, the smart guy, the guy that has the ability to control everything and fire you or hire you or get rid of you or to control his own world.
Until the banker boys don't want you to deport the illegals that are gang members, or they don't want to have the Fort Knox gold audited. Ooh.
Well, you know, it's that,
funny. Isn't it ironic?
That's what he said. Also, done.
The President of the United States can't request an audit report on the gold at Fort Knox.
What?
The sitting President of the United States can't get an audit report. Anyone what? Else find that odd?
Isn't it crazy that Pam Bondi won't release the Epstein reports?
That's going back since February now. Uh-huh. Oh, wait. We got 100 FBI agents combing through it. They're going to have it released. It's on my desk right now. I'm releasing it. I'm releasing it this week. I told you guys, I pulled up the thing the other day. The latest article I had on it's like 35 days old. And it was some other report. She referencing something. Oh, well, they're working on it. It'll be out soon. Well, if they stuff enough garbage on top of it, people will stop asking the questions. Now, this is one health article I wanted to get to. This is a big deal because I get this question asked a lot. You have different issues with blood sugar and hunger after workouts. It said how your genes might be sabotaging your workouts and what you can do. Post-workout hunger is common, but certain FTO gene variants can make it significantly stronger. They said FTO is a nutrient-sensing gene that plays a major role in regulating hunger and energy use. And it talks about here how studies show that FTO can control eating behaviors as it responds to satiety signals in the central nervous system. Genes can influence everything from how much you crave and how efficiently your muscles recover after workouts. And it talks about how high-fat snacks, sugary snacks, can cause all types of issues with blood sugar regulation, which causes more issues after you work out. It says simple fixes for post-workout cravings. It says the FTO gene is a hunger switch that's stuck in the on position, is signaling your brain to eat even when your body doesn't need more food.
Probably high fructose corn syrup.
I was about to say, but this gene can also be exacerbated through high fructose corn syrup and also the processed foods that are high sugar, high carb, high fat, all in a trifecta that are designed to cause your body to crave it more. I've talked about this in detail, how they actually rig this like a drug with the food. It said one of the things you can do is choose slow digesting carbs with fiber, like sweet potatoes. Food digests slowly, keep blood sugar levels steadier.
Mixed vegetables. Chicken.
Add protein post-workout. This is huge. Protein-rich foods like salmon, meat, eggs.
Wild salmon.
Repair muscle tissue by keeping you full longer. Aim for 20 to 40 grams of protein within 30 minutes after exercising. Now, one thing that I like to do is I have an issue after I work out. I don't have a big food appetite. Like, if I train really hard, you know, so you train a heavy leg workout, you don't feel that good afterwards. I mean, you're pretty shot out. So a lot of times the Fit Food shakes with 2 or 3 scoops of protein with the collagen will get highly digestible, very absorbable protein in your system immediately without causing that kind of gut cramp from eating a big meal after a heavy leg workout. That's why I like those shakes. If we let that digest, about 30 to 45 minutes later, you'll start feeling hungry a little bit more. You go in and cook a regular meal and finish it off for the day. That's
all from what's called ischemic redistribution of blood. Because your body basically does not have a bunch of blood in your digestive tract when you're working out.
It's all quads.
It's all in your quads and your muscles. And so what happens when you try to eat, you kind of feel like, I'm not really hungry. Now, what
I try to eat food, you get nauseous.
What I do is I have the GHI cleanse along with the collagen after my workout. And we'll throw a couple of bananas in there for some carbs to feed the tissue bag.
Yep.
And we sip on it in a protein shake.
Yep.
And then you don't try to guzzle it.
No, that's the other thing, too. Drink your shake slowly after a heavy workout, especially back or legs.
Because you've got to get the blood back in your gut, and you got to get digestion.
And one aspect, too, it says right here, that we talk about this all the time, high-intensity interval training is particularly effective for people with TT variant of the FTO gene because shorter workouts prevent excessive energy depletion while still delivering amazing results.
And it keeps the cortisol down,
increase your cardiovascular system more effective. It causes, you know, basically more muscle to repair and grow better without massively triggering extreme fatigue on the body. Because you got to remember, you see a lot of this training, some of the guys that do the MARSOC training or SEAL training, these guys do this for a living. I've seen this, some of the training online. I've done some of the training with the guys in person. When you start going for 2 and 3 and 4 hour training,
it's too much, man.
You've got to be conditioned for that, guys. It's not something, oh, I'm going to start training this week. I'm going to go do a four-hour workout and a ruck march. No, you're not. You're going to get sick. You're going to throw up. You're going to be fatigued for two or three days.
You end up dying.
Yeah, you got to get your body conditioned if you're trying to go that far. But in most cases, good, aggressive, high interval training, 30 to 45 minutes. It's a great way.
But make sure you check with your doctor before you start this intense workout because it could cause you to have a heart attack. Very important to know that because, I mean, you may already have so much advanced atherosclerotic plaque and your heart can't handle it, can't handle the blood flow.
That's true.
Period. Okay. Oh, by the way, religious rally descended to chaos after a trans counter protested, targeted a woman and her three small children before a huge fight broke out with police officers. And of course, this had to be in Seattle. Christian activists with May Day USA organized an event outside of Seattle on Tuesday, and trans groups counter protesting their appearance in the city. I've got a friend of mine who's got a daughter who basically decided she's going to be a tranny, and she lived out there in Seattle. I mean, these people love that place for some reason. One shocking clip has emerged from this protest showing a woman with her three children, one of whom was a baby, trying to get through the mob. She appears to be with her partner, who is holding the hand of one of the children, and she holds the baby while counter-protesters shout and point at them. As cops move in to separate the family, one person can be heard shouting, "Get the kid out of here!" Another man can be seen pointing at the family and the officer as he shouts, "You mother blankety blank!" Oh, God, this is horrible. Eight people were arrested as the two groups clashed on Tuesday. Here's the problem. They've turned this transgender nonsense in Seattle into a religion.
No, they have. That's exactly right.
It's the god they serve, Ein Sof, their snake god. And they really believe that they have a right to do whatever they want to do. And if somebody protests them in a Christian meeting, they have to pay the price now.
And here's my advice to everyone with this. If you see a mob forming or a situation forming, if you got kids,
get out.
Get out of the situation. Get off the X. Don't get in that situation. Do your best to try to get out of it. Because I'll tell you right now, especially in the state of Florida, a lot of people carry down here. And situations like that normally don't happen as much because nobody puts up
you
with
you remember what happened with Black Lives Matter
in
Auburndale?
Exactly what happened in Lakeland.
No, in Auburndale.
Oh, yeah. I remember exactly what happened in Auburndale. I
love Grady Judd. He had the doggone canine police, the canine dogs, on full...
They were exercising that day.
Yeah, in the park where they were supposed to meet.
And so, on the other side.
So the bus shows up with these guys, and all of a sudden there's like about 200 white boys standing around with rifles, and it's like, you know.
We weren't brandishing any firearms.
I thought you were showing rifles.
No, we didn't brandish any
firearms. I wasn't there.
We were carrying. I was there. We're standing all around the business.
How the legend grows.
Yeah. I mean, we had multiple mags, though. There's a lot of us. And I didn't say anything to anybody, but didn't say a word. None of us said a single word.
They got off the bus, and what did they do next?
They left.
They got back on the bus.
Yeah, they had their protest. We let them have their protest. You guys have your protest. Protest all you want. Protest. Free speech. Do what you want. Do not touch the buildings. Do not vandalize anything. Do not approach us. Do not engage us at all, period. Do your thing. Welcome to do it. Then leave. And they did so. And then they tried to do it in Lakeland.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got a huge, huge issue in Lakeland, tried to block the road. Lakeland PD couldn't control it. So my buddy, who's a SWAT team leader, they sent the MRAPs out. They said, "You're going to disperse. We're displaying tear gas." They said, "We're not leaving." It's okay. 40 millimeters. And they lit everybody up, and they dispersed. And that was the end of it.
I was in the middle of that one.
Yeah. So
Sharon and I were trying to drive through that unruly mouth.
If you're around those areas, if you're into something, keep your cool. Don't get aggressive. Keep everything calm as best as possible. Don't get involved. Don't engage. But especially if you got kids, get them out of there. That's not the place to be bringing little kids in a stroller.
It's true.
That's period. At all. That's ever. True.
Hey, I got to pray for you guys again. I love you guys. If it wasn't for you guys getting your purple sticks and, you know, Genio, they called up and said he orders more purple sticks and more products. Thank you, Gene.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing about it is that you got to, if and I know there's a lot of you guys that get product for us. Thank you for all of you. I'm not just singling out one person, but the reality is if it wasn't for you guys doing this for us, we wouldn't be here doing the show.
No, I got a question for you guys. Send me an email on this. I've got another batch of these we're going to be making, another new batch. I'm thinking about running a secondary batch, exact same product, but having it in a can. Secondary, so I'll sell the packets, but I'll have it like a magnesium brain food can for everybody that just keeps it the house that just wants to have it in a can. Got an idea.
That way they'll have a scooper in it.
So the scooper in it, so you get the same amount, same thing, but it just won't be the packets. And I was curious to see if anybody's interested in that because I'm going to run a batch of that probably beside it if you guys are interested. Because some people are like, I don't want to mess with the packets. I want to save packaging rather having a can. Let me know. Send me your updates on that. Send me your emails. You know where to get a hold of us on thebrowershow.com. You get updates. You contact us right here at the very top. Send us an email, send us a message, phone, name, message. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. Have a fantastic evening, my friends.
And always remember that Jesus is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. He created the universe. He came here and he died for you to bring you back to God the Father. Always remember how much he loves you, how much we love you here at Health Masters. And again, thank you for your support and thank you for your prayers. God bless you guys.